It's Wednesday. Every Wednesday night, we talk to one of our AnchorRising.com bloggers. And this portion of the broadcast brought to you by World of Wines. Great wine, beer, and spirits can be found all around the world. Now they can be found right here in Rhode Island. World of Wines, located at 650 Branch Avenue in Providence. Monique Chatier is on the phone. What's going on, Monique?
Hi, Matt.
Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. How are you?
Very good.
Good.
I haven't been able to hear your whole program, but I...
How dare you?
I know. I have to make a living and all that silly stuff.
Don't you know you have to pay more taxes? According
well, apparently, Senate President Theresa Pye believes that's the easiest way for us.
Yes.
If we just pay more taxes, that would be the easy way out. I think I kind of have a problem with that.
Amen. And State Senator Dan Connors and Senate Majority Leader says that, the Providence Journal is charging more for their newspaper. So, every economic entity out there has to deal with this stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How do you feel about that, Monique?
I think that's a really stupid idea.
So you guys, on Anchor Rising, we're dealing a lot with the governor's the budget plan?
Yeah, very much so. We're looking at the supplemental budget from a couple of angles.
Mm-hmm.
Mark is pointing out that this is a good opportunity maybe to attempt some real contract reform. And because I'm not sure how well known it is that teacher contracts, when they talk about a teacher raise, actually it's a lot of times it's a double raise because there's a raise with the step, which not a lot of people are aware of, plus the raise that the contract calls for.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's time to look at that. And Justin points out, and I think I would agree with him maybe over the Senate president, that the governor is, doing a hard thing here, but he's doing the right thing by looking at cuts rather than tax raising. He says this is like, this is like drowning swimmers,
I don't understand how it is that you maintain some sort or a semblance or a hope for an economic recovery by taking more money out of the pockets of people.
That's exactly right. I mean, we're among the top taxed states in the country,
mm-hmm.
and to be further driving the tax base away and repelling, maybe new companies and taxpayers who want to come here by just more tax increases is just not the way to go with this.
Or at least giving people disposable income to continue to feed the businesses that have survived and who are still living here in Rhode Island.
Right, exactly.
I mean, if you cannot pay for certain things, people go away. I mean, it's a very simple economic process. And I don't understand what, they can sit there and bandy about the 2,200 richest people in Rhode Island who get this flat tax rate and all this other garbage. It'll save the state $17 million. Well, save? What do you mean save? You mean you won't take $17 million?
That's the whole point. I mean, whose money is it? That is
right.
A big question.
It's a ridiculous. It's just the whole concept and the philosophy and the basis for thought is just corrupt, in my opinion.
That's exactly right.
Monique, we'll check you on AnchorRising.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Monique Chartier from AnchorRising.com. Go there. The best political blog on the face of the earth, in my opinion.